Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number 8. So this full moon is going to be highlighting your own energy of the 8. It's also bringing in duck energy, which duck energy reminds me of the sun energy in tarot. So there's a lot about vitality here and potentially career or material gain as well. This full moon. Okay. So we've got the full moon, which can sometimes indicate completion or things coming to culmination, things closing out, or things being brought to our attention, right? Like the light being shown on whatever it is that we need to be aware of or have a greater understanding around. We're also having this full moon in the sign of Cancer. So there's an emotive type of vibration here, right? This can be a very sensitive emotional period as well. There's some kind of emotional element to this full moon or sensitivity. And then also, we're in a Mercury retrograde. So there's something here about revisiting or reviewing some situation, something from the past. Perhaps we will pick something up that we laid down and now the timing is right, where the timing wasn't right previously, or something from the past may resurface that needs our attention or needs to be closed out and, you know, released in some way. So for you all, because you're working with the energy of yourself, the 8 energy, your own life path, there could be some things coming up here around, there's a lot of things, right? So there could be something that comes up around some kind of project or something you're invested in or were invested in that maybe you put down, you sort of abandoned, and you're being asked to revisit it in some way. And it might be that the timing is now right for whatever this is to sort of take off, where in the past, you know, all the pieces weren't there. So you could have a better understanding of what's needed in order to move this forward, whatever this may be. And it could be career, it could be a project, it could be a relationship. It depends, right? But there's something here that is going to need your attention that feels very material, right? Because that's what the 8 sort of governs. So it could be about money, could be about, you know, your spending, could be about how you manage money, your relationship to money, your relationship to power, status, success. That's one thing with the 8 energy. There's sometimes, as much as you might feel the drive or the ambition towards success or to be for a project or something to be successful, because the 8 is such big energy and there's a lot of risk taking with 8s or meant to be, sometimes there can be this fear of success. Like once, you know, or let's say fear of success or imposter syndrome, right? Not having the confidence or the courage to really see something through to completion. So we self-sabotage. So there might be something here that comes up for you that, and it could be again around relationships where it's sort of that energy of, well, I'm going to sabotage this so that it doesn't sabotage me type thing. It's like that fear of something working out and then waiting for the other shoe to drop, right? And so this full moon, this Cancer energy, this Mercury retrograde, this duck energy, this your own energy could really be highlighting for you where it is that, you know, you've been self-sabotaging yourself for fear of achieving what it is that you're trying to achieve. And there's a lot of depth to that. There's a lot of depth to that. And there can be a lot of emotional depth to that as well to sort of move through. but I do think that if that's something that you need to face, then it will surface for you at this time. I also think that, you know, with duck energy coming through, there's definitely this possibility for, again, something coming to culmination, to fruition at this time of the full moon. So something that you've been working on, some kind of greater project, vision, etc., or relationship could come to fruition. You could see the return on investment at this time. You could see sort of the gratification of your efforts put forth. And that can bring about sort of, you know, that can re-energize you, that can get you prepared for the year ahead. And whatever it is that you'll need to commit to or invest into, whatever this is, in the upcoming year. Which I will remind you that 2024 is an 8 universal cycle. So you all are going to be working with your own energy, and this can be big for 8s. This can be incredibly big energy for 8s. So I do feel like there is a possibility here that this full moon and all of these energies that are playing, like interplaying with this full moon for 8s, could really be bringing something up for you to look at when it comes to, where is it that you're holding yourself back? Where is it that you're self-sabotaging? Where is it that you have some kind of fear around something, whether it's commitment, whether it's, you know, confidence, you know, just not feeling like you're prepared to do something, but you don't have the confidence to do it. How can you continue to work through that and face that and confront yourself with it, or, you know, move through whatever you're confronted with by it? So I do think that this is an opportunity to really focus on those areas and go in deep. This is, again, Cancerian energy, this full moon, you know, all these things, your duck with vitality. There's something here where you're being sort of geared up for 2024. You know, this is really how it feels for 8 energy, because you're stepping into your own year next year. So I would say, whatever comes up for you, face it head on. Just face it head on. You know, you are good at that. Whether you feel like you are or not, face it head on. You know, get the resources, seek the help, you know, that you can find at this time, seek the support, you know, that you can find at this time to help you to move through whatever comes up for you that needs to be worked through. And just be very honest with yourself. Be very honest with yourself. Where is it that you feel like you're self-sabotaging? Where is it that you feel like you lack confidence? Where is it that you are afraid to take a risk? Because that can be debilitating for an 8, to be honest, to not take risks. This is a take risk type of lifetime. And to be able to move through those risks with emotional maturity and understanding that when something doesn't work out, then it's okay. Look at what did work and release what didn't, and build upon what did work, type thing. Don't look at it as, you know, self-failure, or you're not good enough, or you're not worthy, etc. So I do think this could be really powerful for 8s. And I do think it's going to give you a glimpse into what's to come in 2024, that's really going to be a highlighted focus that'll help you to step into your power more, that will help you to step into your vitality, that will help you to step into sort of duck energy or the sun energy, right? So, you know, there's a triumphing kind of energy with duck. There's something here that says your efforts will pay off. So, you know, keep going. But keep going if it makes sense, right? If it's, you know, if you're working against yourself, maybe don't keep going in that direction. Find a new direction where you're working with yourself, right? And your attributes, and where you're recognizing your limitations, and how is it that you can kind of overcome those limitations, whether that means seeking professional help or seeking out people who have those strengths, where maybe you have those weaknesses, instead of seeing it as, well, this is a limitation, so I'm a failure. It doesn't work that way. So big energy 8s, big energy. I do think there's a big focus here on, where is it that you're holding yourself back? And I think you're going to feel that push to move beyond that and find the ways to do that in a healthy way, so that you can continue to step more and more into this 8 energy. That's beautiful. So I hope it is a beautiful full moon, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Take care, 8s. Bye for now.